Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Thank you for coming along to listen to what I have to say. I'm Gregory Porritt, and I represent an organisation called Year Of. At times, it feels as if I do everything, from running a large organisation to making the tea. But in fact, my role is publicity officer, and that's why I'm here to speak to you today. You may like to take notes, as I'm afraid there aren't any handouts. You'll think this is either very mean or disorganised, but I do have a good reason for not making photocopies. We waste far too many trees needlessly, and I'd like to do the opposite. You'll see precisely why later on. Let me give you the background to Year Of. Every year is designated International Year of Something by the United Nations. This year is the Year of Biodiversity. 2 years ago, that's the year before I joined, the year celebrated, among other things, frogs and potatoes. My first year was the year of astronomy, and the first thing I set out to do was establish how many people were aware of this. I must admit, the level of public awareness was disappointing, although not greatly surprising. 90% of respondents had never even heard of designated years. So, this is where I come in, to raise awareness of the Year Of concept. Many organisations like ours are funded by national governments, often receiving tens of thousands of pounds. Year Of is not among these. We rely entirely on voluntary contributions from businesses, and if we can't increase awareness of these international years, the money will dry up. So, this is where you come in. Let me explain. We are approaching the UN Year of Chemistry and Forests. Both of these are worthy of serious attention. But to be realistic, I feel that we have to focus on one theme. And chemistry, important as it is perhaps not the biggest draw for the general public. You are here in a beautiful parkland area, surrounded by trees of many kinds. So it's appropriate that you have been chosen for the forestry project we have in mind. Appropriate, but not the main reason. We looked at many colleges, and yours is the most genuinely international student body, and so we decided on you. The businesses who fund Year Of are naturally keen to reach a wider audience. We want you to form teams to research attitudes to next year's theme in your own countries, and then present these on a nationwide level here. How you choose to present this is up to you. On TV, radio, the internet, but for obvious reasons, newspapers are not included. You don't have to use the media. You can present live to a conference if you wish. Some of you may be wondering about the rewards for this work. Well, apart from the satisfaction of drawing people's attention to matters of global interest, you will win for your college a scholarship for a student to come on a course here. You would expect Year Of to fund a 1-year scholarship, but we are taking this very seriously and are offering a full 3-year degree course. Now, let me give you details of what we have laid. Thank you for coming along to listen to what I have to say. I'm Gregory Porritt, and I represent an organisation called Year Of. At times, it feels as if I do everything, from running a large organisation to making the tea. But in fact, my role is publicity officer, and that's why I'm here to speak to you today. You may like to take notes, as I'm afraid there aren't any handouts. You'll think this is either very mean or disorganized, but I do have a good reason for not making photocopies. We waste far too many trees needlessly, and I'd like to do the opposite. You'll see precisely why later on. Let me give you the background to Year Of. Every year is designated International Year of Something by the United Nations. This year is the Year of Biodiversity. 2 years ago, that's the year before I joined, the year celebrated, among other things, frogs and potatoes. My first year was the Year of Astronomy, and the first thing I set out to do was establish how many people were aware of this. I must admit, the level of public awareness was disappointing, although not greatly surprising. 90% of respondents had never even heard of designated years. So, this is where I come in, to raise awareness of the Year Of concept. Many organisations like ours are funded by national governments, often receiving tens of thousands of pounds. Year Of is not among these. We rely entirely on voluntary contributions from businesses, and if we can't increase awareness of these international years, the money will dry up. So, this is where you come in. Let me explain. We are approaching the UN Year of Chemistry and Forests. Both of these are worthy of serious attention. But to be realistic, I feel that we have to focus on one theme. And chemistry, important as it is perhaps not the biggest draw for the general public. You are here in a beautiful parkland area, surrounded by trees of many kinds. So it's appropriate that you have been chosen for the forestry project we have in mind. Appropriate, but not the main reason. We looked at many colleges, and yours is the most genuinely international student body, and so we decided on you. The businesses who fund Year Of are naturally keen to reach a wider audience. We want you to form teams to research attitudes to next year's theme in your own countries, and then present these on a nationwide level here. How you choose to present this is up to you. On TV, radio, the internet, but for obvious reasons, newspapers are not included. You don't have to use the media. You can present live to a conference if you wish. Some of you may be wondering about the rewards for this work. Well, apart from the satisfaction of drawing people's attention to matters of global interest, you will win for your college a scholarship for a student to come on a course here. You would expect Year Of to fund a one-year scholarship, but we are taking this very seriously and are offering a full three-year degree course. Now, let me give you details of what we have laid.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.